Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So, later today, I'm going to depart these Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio Daily Defense Network studios, and I'm going to head down to an active shooter seminar, which should be quite fascinating, held by a local police department, some state agencies in the state of Georgia, and it will be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time, the active shooter seminar. They're going to hold about 250 people at the venue, and I have no doubt that it will fill up. I have no doubt it will fill up. But it will be interesting to see the tactics and listen to the tactics that the state and law enforcement agencies teach. We go right to the phones. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, is going to stay with us today. George, welcome to the program, brother. It's going to be interesting to take this seminar today. I mean, I'm taking my family with me, including my children, 11 and 13 years old.
That's a good idea because there's a lot of concepts that people need to be aware of when they go into a place. Because we go into, you know, the same places all the time, our churches, our favorite grocery store, our favorite restaurant, work, you know, our favorite store at the mall, whatever your places are that you go to, you frequent. You need to know how to get out wherever you're at in that building if something happens. You need to have these that in mind. And these seminars, and we're teaching them at Point Blank Range, they're, you know, you just don't think about them. For example, your favorite grocery store. Say you're back by the, well, for me, back by the meat section there looking for what I'm going to grill, and I hear gunshots. Where do you go at that moment in time? These seminars will make you think about that, and it's something even the kids need to know. So absolutely, you're doing the right thing, taking the kids, take everybody you can.
Well, it will be interesting. You know, this is let's break this down a tad bit. I have a feeling that an active shooter seminar taught by local and state law enforcement in the state of Georgia will be vastly different than a active shooter seminar taught by, oh, I don't know, the Connecticut State Police.
Yeah, there might be some differences. Most of these.
Do you think there would be? I'm asking that seriously. I don't right. say that, you know, with pun. There's no pun really intended there. I say that. I mean what I'm telling you, and it's kind of sad, but politics, no doubt, depending on in what state, and what political control, a state is under and has been for decades and decades. Yeah. As Massachusetts or New York or Connecticut or, you know, I won't really say Illinois because it would separate Chicago versus the rest of the state right. of Illinois. Yeah, we can do the same thing with New York. But
yeah, most of these guys, they're going on the principle of run, hide, and then fight, with fight being kind of shoved off to the side. You know, if it's just from, you know, something like Connecticut, those guys, the state police in Connecticut, would probably shove fight all the way to the end and would rather not talk about it. But a place like Georgia, the run, hide, and fight might be run, fight, hide, and they're going to give more emphasis to the, hey, go ahead if you have the means and you can do something, you know, think about maybe you could do something about that. But, yeah, there's going to be different perspectives, but those three, that's the trinity right now in active shooter training. There's a few places that might do active shooter, like an active shooter response course where it's all about the fight. Everything else is out the window and you've got to confront. And those classes, are very good too, but, you know, most of them though are the, run, fight, and hide where, you know, try to run away, try to hide. And then if you have to, if you're cornered, then fight. But I've got a different personal take.
Well, of course you do. You're the Mad Ogre, and of course you do. The take will be, again, I don't want to speculate. I've talked to a couple people that have taken a version of the seminar with different law enforcement agencies, local law enforcement agencies. And again, we're talking about taking a class like this in a state of Georgia where firearms are very prevalent. where there are many, many, many hundreds of thousands of weapons permit holders in this state versus a state elsewhere. And the reason I say that is because the response should be no different based on where we live or based on the politics of a particular state. We are all human beings with a right to defend our lives in this situation. So removing the politics from it for the time being, we'll see how this comes out. I'm looking forward to reporting back to this, back on this tomorrow after I take this seminar. It will be interesting to see. George, a couple different things. I'm wondering if at all, they will in fact mention an armed response versus the gun-free zone. Will this come up?
You know, it might. We always say concealment means concealed, but should you be in a situation where you are concealed, but they've got a sign posted and something pops off, and all of a sudden you are now faced with that choice, do I run, do I hide, do I fight?
Okay, now stop just one second. Let me break in here. Here's what. In this particular state, that sign is not a, for me to violate that sign is not a violation of state law. I can walk past that sign. Let's give an example. Oh, I don't know. Let's pick Jared's Jewelers. Jared's Jewelers has a no gun sign out front. In fact, they don't even want you in the parking lot at Jared's with a firearm. Yes. And I walk into Jared's with a concealed firearm. And I buy something silly, and while I'm in there looking at something, and, you know, right now the purist is over there going, why are you going in anyway? If I'm giving you an example. It's a hypothetical situation. Don't get yourself in a wad. And you find yourself in Jared's when, oh, I don't know, three or four thugs come rolling in, and a robbery goes off, and they begin beelining to you because you're standing next to the expensive watch display. And I pull a firearm to defend my life in Jared's. I'm not going to jail. I'm not getting in any trouble.
No, you're well within your rights as a citizen in Georgia. You're within your rights. But there's some states where you wouldn't be. And you would then have to make that choice. Is this worth me fighting for my life? Or if you're with your, you know, some loved ones, fighting for my loved ones.
Ah, now you answered exactly the way I wanted you to answer that. You fell for the trap, George. I trapped you. I tricked
you.
Like my kids used to say.
Fall for the audience.
Here's why. Because what you just said is you now have a choice to make. Do I defend my life? Let me tell you what my life is worth. The hell with their sign. The hell with their sign. My life and the life of whoever is with me is far more valuable than their dopey sign. So I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to act. And dare I say, if I survive the encounter, no matter where I was, regardless of where I was, and we saw this happen in Chicago on more than one occasion, that public outcry will favor me versus a dopey liberal gun-grabbing prosecutor if they even attempted to prosecute. Now, I say this because we saw this in Chicago with the, I think he was the 84-year-old Korean War veteran who defended himself with a firearm. This guy cost daily his career as the mayor, I believe, because if you remember, 2 weeks later, Mayor Daley decided not to run for mayor, citing the fact that he was tired. What happened was the tyrant was exposed as a tyrant, and like all good tyrants, disappeared after the emperor's clothes came off and he found himself standing there with no support from the city. The entire city supported the vet who violated his no-gun laws and shot and killed somebody breaking into his apartment coming up the steps, who himself was armed. If you remember that, we discussed it here on the program, and I absolutely believe, I can't prove it, it's a gut feeling, I trust my gut, but if you go back and you look at the facts and the history of what happened, it absolutely exposed Daley for the tyrant that he was, and still is to this day, with his multi-million dollar, you know, state police protective detail, the anti-gun mayor. Boy, the funding for that ought to be cut off, shouldn't it? But the fact of the matter is, it will be interesting. George, we're getting ready to take a break, so I'll leave you with this. It's going to be fascinating to see what type of response is, and I'm hoping that they allow some of us in the crowd to ask questions. And I have questions ready to roll. Should they not address certain issues? I'm sure you can figure out what those might be if you listen to Armed American Radio or Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Hey, it's a big day today. We've got a big announcement. The press release is out. AWR Hawkins officially from Breitbart News officially joins Armed American Radio as an on-air regular contributor beginning this coming Sunday. In the second hour of every program, you're going to hear award-winning journalist AWR Hawkins' Breitbart News stories about our right to bear arms literally come to life. I'll be right back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, right after this. Lots to talk about with you today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Fun show for you today. Have George the Mad Ogre Hill with us. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on. We're adding a bunch of new affiliates across the country. Some of you may be listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense for the first time. Miami. We're adding Miami to both programs, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense and the live Sunday Monster broadcast beginning this weekend. Lots to tell you about. Lots of cool stuff. And when I get those call letters, I'll let you know who the station is. I might be able to pull those up in just a few moments. George, welcome back to the show. Well, new political analyst and regular contributor, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. This is a big development for Armed American Radio. AWR Hawkins' insight, wisdom. If you read what he writes at Breitbart News, you're very well aware of the wisdom of Armed American Radio's newest contributor, AWR Hawkins. Sean, what kind of noise are you making in the background? You doing okay?
Yeah, that's just your feet.
Ah, see, I'm glad you said that because we keep, for those of you who write in, thanks for reminding me of that, Sean. For those of you who are sending some tweets in from time to time, you say that you can't get the live feed. A lot of times it's your device, and from time to time it is ours. We've had some technical difficulties in the past. Bear with us. From time to time we might have to reboot the live stream machine. So if you lose the live feed, send me a tweet at AAR Mark, as Stephen did 4 minutes ago, to let me know that you're having trouble getting the feed, and we'll make sure to check it, which I did during the break, and that's what Sean was doing. So, Sean, thanks for that. George, welcome back to the program, brother. Lots of fun stuff going on with Armed American Radio. Tremendous growth over the last few days alone.
Yeah, huge growth. Getting AWR on there is fantastic. I love hearing them on Breitbart News, Breitbart Radio, every chance I get. So, yeah, Armed American Radio is going places. So it's awesome.
George, let's go some places together here. Let's go to Florida real quick. Speaking of, I will be broadcasting in Sarasota, Florida, at the Sarasota Herald Tribune community room in their headquarters down there at the newspaper on Sunday the 14th, a week from this coming Sunday. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. It is open to the public. There will be a full-page ad going in Sarasota. Now, you listeners down there in AM 930, AM 860, 660 AM, and others across Florida, wherever you happen to be, Miami, you're listening to the program effective now. If you want to come up to Sarasota Sunday the 14th, you're going to celebrate your Valentine's Day on Saturday. You're not going to celebrate it on Sunday. Come on up to the live broadcast. There will be refreshments after the show, believe it or not. Now, 11 o'clock Eastern time when the show ends. But we will be there. It's open to the public. It's free admission. And it's limited seating, so if you want to come in and watch the live show, there'll be some real American heroes there. We're going to have some wounded vets there, and we're going to try to raise some money for those guys and just do, you know, whatever we can. So it's going to be a great time. That's in Florida. Now, the reason I say that, it just kind of dovetails in. Nice segue. Florida. Open carry, George, passed the Florida House yesterday overwhelmingly.
Mm-hmm.
The Dems. What party wants our guns, George? Democrats? Is that it?
Socialists. The Democrats. They say they don't.
Socialists.
They say they're not after the guns, but the Democrats are always the party that sponsors the anti-gun bills. I don't care what they say. They are anti-gun. They don't want you to have guns. They don't care if they have guns, but the party themselves, they do not want you or I to have guns.
Now, that's the Socialist Party now on this program, because that's the way they identify themselves. I'm sorry, Iowa. 50% of caucus goers caucused for a socialist. Incredible. I just understand Ben Jealous. Sean, do you know who Ben Jealous is? I think we've talked about him on this program before.
Yes.
When he was the head of the NAACP.
Yes, I've had choice words with him, yes.
Okay, well, he just came out today, I understand, and is endorsing Bernie Sanders for president. This is the former head of the NAACP. This is a socialist. So you Democrats, I'm telling you, you've got some splaining to do. You've got some soul searching to do. Look in the mirror at what your party, what you have allowed your party to become. And it's your fault. It is your fault. Elections have consequences. You have allowed this to happen to your party. Your party has become gun-grabbing socialists. And it is truly incredible in our lifetimes to witness this incredible destruction of the Democrat Party. I mean, Bernie Sanders, George, and Hillary Clinton are fighting today over who can take the mantle of being the most progressive and own the term progressive, which is nothing but code word for socialist in today's day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of scary to think that there is a distinct possibility, a good shot, that we could have Bernie Sanders as our president. I don't want it to happen.
I don't think that's a good shot. I think it's fascinating to watch the Democrats fight over it. Now he'll get his clock clean when he moves down south.
Here's why I say that, though. The Republicans, we're divisive. We'll throw each other under the bus for slights.
Yep.
That's a good point.
But the Democrats will unite behind their candidate 150% because, they're getting their dead to vote, too. But they get united behind whoever it is. They didn't want Clinton. They united behind Clinton. So if Bernie wins the nomination, or even if Bernie doesn't win the nomination, Hillary gets indicted, Bernie becomes that shoo-in, and all of a sudden we've got, President Bernie Sanders, and then all of a sudden I'm looking for property in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, George, because you had the same conversation on this program in 2012 when you said the exact same thing about the Republicans throwing each other under the bus. No doubt there's a split and a rift in the party, but, right now the top three, it's just fun to watch. Here's where I wanted to go with Florida. Florida's open carry bill passed overwhelmingly the House of Representatives. It now goes to the Senate, where there is, I'm going to tell you right now, probably a better than 50% chance that the bill either gets killed in the Senate or is ravaged to the point that it's nowhere near what it was that came out of the House, unfortunately. Now, Florida, I know right now, I it's just a gut feeling I have based on what I'm reading and what I'm hearing. Now, hopefully, I'm wrong. But, George, what is everyone's fear in the state of Florida, one of only five states with no open carry? What the hell is it that the Gunshine State is so afraid of when open carry is so successful in every state it's been implemented, George?
Well, the people who are afraid of it are the people that are afraid that it might cause a trend that, that we're already seeing. I think they're afraid of it that it becomes a popular movement. All of a sudden people realize, wait a second, blood isn't flowing on the street. Wait a second, people aren't getting murdered, waiting for a cab just because they bump into somebody in the grocery store, just because they have a difference of opinion or they don't like the movie. People aren't just all of a sudden killing each other because they don't understand that a polite society, an armed society, is a polite society. So they're afraid of that. They're afraid that they're losing their political strength and power because, an armed society is also a free society, and they hate that.
Well, I would submit to them that we are a very well-armed society. Now, we've got just a couple seconds before the break. Let me leave you with this, George. A report from WFTV 9 ABC, somewhere in Florida. I'm not sure where that is. I'll find out during the break. According to them, a bill that would allow Florida residents to openly carry their firearms is making its rounds with lawmakers. Florida is one of a half dozen states that does not allow some form of open carry. Actually, that number is five. The idea to allow open carry in Florida was brought up last year but failed to pass. And it goes on to say here, looks like it's going to run into some trouble in the Senate here. Brevard County resident John Guttmacher, a member of the NRA and a licensed firearms instructor for the last 30 years, is an advocate for Second Amendment rights. He's also deeply concerned with the state's planned expansion of carry. Now, John Guttmacher also wrote the Florida firearms law books. I'm not sure if it's the same guy. We'll find out when we come back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how are you today? This is the best part of my day, is having the opportunity to sit at this time with you every single day and talk about this topic every single day. Was talking with George Hill, still talking with George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We were just kind of wrapping up our conversation with Florida's open carry. We will see how this progresses through the Senate. I am no doubt that there will be some changes proposed if it comes out of the Senate at all. It will be a radically different bill. I hope I'm wrong. But George, when we're talking about open carry, Florida is the only state in the nation with the changing demographics anyway, and has been for quite some time. Florida is the only state in the nation where you have to go north. You have to drive a few hundred miles north to get to the real south, okay? Mm-hmm, and Florida exactly. Need only look at its neighbor to the north, the state of Georgia, to see how permitted open carry works. Now, Georgia's not a gold state. It's not a constitutional carry state yet. Yet. You heard me say yet. Won't be too long. Won't be this session. Might not be next session. But we're not sitting on our laurels here. I'll just leave it at that. Here's what I'll tell you. Open carry, permitted open carry, the way it is in Georgia, works phenomenal. Florida need only look to its northern neighbor for the success of the same style of carry that they're trying to enact legislatively right now down there. But for some reason, they don't. Are you afraid of open carry, George?
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. I support open carry. I like having a state that is open to the fact that you have your right to keep and bear arms, which means you can own it, you can keep it, you can wear it on you. That's a great thing. I'm not afraid of that. But here's the other side of that coin. there's something going on in the gun industry. You got the concealed carry instructor mafia. You got all these guys lobbying their representatives and their congressmen to, so that they can keep teaching concealed carry classes so that they can still have that extra income every month. And that's fine. I'm not, you know, nothing against that. You know, we teach concealed carry classes at the same time. But a lot of people think, oh, if I don't have to have a permit, I don't have to get the training. And that's what these guys are afraid of, you know, the drop in students. And that can be a significant income decline. But if you're carrying a gun, you still need that training, whether it's required by the state or not. You should always get training. Take a training class every year or more.
Well, George, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, which is rare, but I'm going to, here's why, and it's not a big disagreement. What I want to do is remind you and remind you at home or in your car of a situation that happened to me a number of years ago. I found myself in Arizona on the day that former Governor Jan Brewer signed constitutional carry in that great free state, my favorite state in the nation, quite frankly. I was there when the bill was signed, and I happened to be, at the time the bill was signed on that Monday, I happened to be inside the Scottsdale Gun Club. And I had conversation with individuals at that gun club, which is the premier gun club in the city of Scottsdale, by the way. They were petrified, petrified for the very reasons you just mentioned. No longer does anyone need a permit in the state of Arizona to carry a firearm openly or concealed. Means I'm going to lose my required training necessary to get a permit in the state of Arizona. And I disagreed with them politely. I said, no, I think you're wrong. I think you're throwing law-abiding people under the bus prematurely. And I was right. Their classes are so full, they can't get enough instructors to teach the courses now in the state of Arizona. And the same phenomenon will happen once open carry, constitutional carry, let me put it that way, becomes the law of the land. And, George, you know as well as I do that we're very honest here. We speak the truth. I'll tell you right now what our ultimate goal is, unlike the enemies of freedom and the un-Americans. Our ultimate goal is to eventually wipe out permitting and fees to exercise our Second Amendment rights. And I'll tell you right now, we're not going to stop until that happens. And we have the Constitution on our side. The other side won't admit that their goal is to take our freedoms, our permits, and our firearms away from us. They will lose. That much I can tell you. So that's not a big fear. Now, tactically speaking, George, that's a whole different ballgame. Let me quote Masoud Ayoub. You ready for this?
Yeah, hit me.
I love doing Masoud Ayoub. This is great stuff.
You have to do it.
I believe it. I'm going to. Here we go. You ready? No, I believe that, Mark, thanks for having me on the program today. I believe that open carry should be the law of the land. Having said that, from a tactical standpoint, I believe that concealed carry or discreet carry presents the tactical advantage to the individual who has decided to arm themselves.
Now, I can just see him saying that.
That's exactly what he has said on this program many, many times. Now, I openly carry my firearms, and I would never recommend anyone openly carry a firearm to make a political statement, ever. Now, if you're attending the Georgia Carry Convention August 12th and 13th, absolutely, you will see hundreds of your fellow armed Americans carrying openly throughout the Waverly Hotel. Yes, even sitting at the bar. Oh, it's astonishing how those guns don't come out. And quite frankly, everyone at the Waverly who isn't there for the convention is sitting in the safest hotel in the city of Atlanta. But I digress.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I don't advise anybody to carry for political purposes, George. I do because of what I do for a living. I have no choice.
Right.
And when they decide to come after me and take my rights, I make my statements and I definitely put my firearm where my mouth is. And I do carry openly from time to time, far more frequently than I have in the past, simply because of the attacks against us.
Right. And that's because you're Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. You are an avatar for liberty. That's your job. And if you weren't carrying, I'd be disappointed. But I know I'm not disappointed, my friend Mark, because he is a patriot. Mark is a gun lover. He is a gun owner. He's responsible. And most importantly, he has a family. Mark Walters has a family that he is morally and ethically responsible to take care of, and protect. So I know you're not going to let them down.
No, definitely not. You know, it's interesting. Home Depot, on the first Saturday, and I guess they still do it. I haven't done it since my kids have gotten a little bit older. But when my kids were younger, I used to take them to the Home Depot. You know the little building things for kids that they do on the first Saturday of every month at Home Depot? You got the little kits, and you take the kids. I'm sure they still do it. Well, you'd walk in to a Home Depot on a Saturday, and over in the lumber area over there, they'd have tables set up the first Saturday of every month, and you'd see about 20 or more mothers and fathers with their kids, 2, 3, 4 years old, putting together these really cool things at Home Depot. And they give the kids the little orange aprons and the pen and a little certificate when they build their, maybe it's a little toy car, or it's a flag stand, or, you know, it's a picture frame for mommy, whatever it is. And you build these things. I used to go to these things with my kids on the first day. They used to love to go to these things. Why am I telling you that? Because I went with an openly carried Glock on my hip. Into a room at a Home Depot with 20 other families with small children. No one ever once batted an eyelid except to say, thanks for exercising your right to bear arms. Now, mind you, I'm in Georgia. I'm in a free state. That probably would not happen.
Yeah,
somewhere else, depending on where you lived.
If you were up in New Jersey, you know, you'd be on CNN. There'd be helicopters flying over.
Well, I'd still be riding, and I'd be in Rahway State Penitentiary. I'd be up the river, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. But what's the difference between you being there and you being down in Georgia? It's just politics. It's just
politics.
It's just politics.
That's all it is. It's media presentation. Thank you, George. That's exactly what it is. I am the same individual here that I am across that imaginary state line. When we come back from the break, this is always a fun story because we can break this down for you in many different ways. You may or may not know this, but our good friend Stephen Gutowski over at the Washington Free Beacon is reporting today. And this hit the Drudge Report, middle column today. And my good friend Alan Gottlieb is quoted in this piece. January gun sales set yet another record. We'll tell you how many, and then we'll break it down for you. Because if you believe the lies from the un-Americans, this country's murder rate would be off the hook. We'll be right back after this to disprove them, which is easy to do.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. Here is the final segment on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today. And I got to tell you, got to send you over to USCCA On Air. Again, a gun a day giveaway. A gun a day giveaway through the month of February. The USCCA is famous around the world for these promotions. Today's giveaway is a Kimber 1911 Compact Stainless 2. George, tell us about that gun real quick. To be given away.
Which gun is that? The Kimber?
The Kimber 1911 Compact Stainless, value of $1,052.
Okay, well, first off, it's a 1911, so you know I'm all over it. Designed by the prophet John Moses Browning, who is the patron saint of awesome. I love the 1911s. And Kimber makes a great-looking 1911. They're absolutely beautiful. Take that, dump about 500 rounds through it, and then start counting on your reliability and testing it, see if it's going to be something that you'd want to actually carry with you all the time. I like the Kimbers 4 inches or longer. I don't like the Ultras because there's timing issues sometimes, but a 4-inch, any Kimber is a beautiful thing, but the 4 inches, like the Commander, I believe in Kimber parlance they call it the Pro, a Kimber Pro 2 or whatever it is, that is one of my favorite 1911s for just having a nice kick butt 1911. They're great.
And they are great shooters. They're wonderful shooters. They're great in the 45. All right, you have 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 20 seconds from the sound of my voice right now. And as I tell you every single day, if you're listening to me on a delayed broadcast, which many of you are around the country today, that's fine. Simply head over to usccaonair.com, and the new gun will be up tomorrow, and it will be equal to or better than this. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership for your shot to win today's gun. And, by the way, be in for 3 chances to win a Pendleton gun safe valued at over $8,000. 3 of them. You have 3 chances. Oh, it's amazing. George, can you tell us about the Pendleton Tac 75 safe and why it's $8,000? Do you know anything about it? Don't mean to put you on the spot.
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not, an in-depth knowledge on that one because I've never been a dealer for that particular brand. But let me tell you, from reputation, they are one of the absolute best, if not the best. A lot of people who are in the industry, they're going, yeah, that's the top. That is, you know, that's the absolute top way to go. That's the Cadillac.
All right, well, it's up there on the USCCA site. Three winners are going to win one of those safes each, valued at $8,000 apiece. So USCCA on air is the place to be. George, go ahead.
But what I do know is that if you do that, you join the USCCA, you're getting a lot of better stuff and chances to win. You're getting the concealed carry magazine. You're getting the
insurance
program.
You're getting the shield. Yeah. And that's you know, all you have to do is activate one of those three shield levels. There's just so much happening. I sat on the video conference today from the USCCA World Headquarters up in West Bend, Wisconsin, and was privy to the meeting today. And it was just, as it always is, there's always something new coming along with this incredibly innovative company. So make sure to head over to USCCA On Air. That Kimber 1911 is the giveaway today. There's a new one coming out tomorrow, and here's the fun part. I know what it is, but I can't tell you. All I can tell you is you'll like it. I know what the gun is through the rest of every day for the rest of the month, but I can't tell you. So shoot me an email at Mark, AA at armedamericanradio.org if you want to chat about the giveaways. Love to talk with you. Hit me on Twitter at AARMark or Facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Okay, George, I love seeing these stories and these numbers, and here's why. Because it buries the left, it crushes their lies, it exposes their tyranny. January gun sales set yet another record. This is by Stephen Gutowski over at Free Beacon. The FBI conducted more gun-related background checks this January than in any other January since the system was created. 2,545,802 NICS checks processed through the NICS check system. January 2016 beat the previous record set in January 2013 by 50,326 checks. Through January's number, while it represents a drop from the all-time single month set in December of 15, it also marks the ninth month in a row that has set a straight record. It's also the third month in a row now with more than 2 million background checks. Now, George, as you know, as a dealer, this does not really signify exact. There weren't 2,545,802 guns sold. It could be different than that. For a lot of different reasons. Some states use the NICS background check for training, but this is a huge number.
It is huge, and it's beautiful to see, but the actual number of gun sales is far higher, and let me tell you why. Because you do one background check, you can put two, three, four, five, six guns on background check. So there's one. The other thing is that if you've got, in a lot of states, if you've got a concealed carry permit, that counts as your background check because they did a background check on you. And like in North Carolina, like 90% of the guns sold, are done on your carry permit by carry permit holders that don't need that NICS background check. So that number of actual gun sales is far, far higher than what this story is talking about. And that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, and you're right about that. For example, my permit has been, both in Florida and Georgia, has served as my NICS background check. While you fill out the paperwork, the check, that's done for the dealer, but the concealed weapons permit in this particular case, or the weapons permit in this case, acts as your background check as long as you have that permit. So you're absolutely correct. These numbers are minuscule compared to the actual number of firearms. So what does that mean? What does this tell us? Why do I say it exposes the tyranny and the lie, and the lies, plural, from the other side? Well, it's simple. Because all we hear is more guns equals more terrible crime. And while gun sales, and you just heard it here, the actual numbers, nine straight months in a row of record sales, third time over 2 million in a month, in a row. FBI numbers are dropping like a stone in this country. The lies from the left continue to get exposed. These are not the numbers they want to see. If, in fact, they were correct, George, this country would literally, we would be seeing hundreds of thousands of murders a month, but the lies never get exposed by the mainstream media. Why?
Right. If we're looking at that curve of gun sales going up, according to them, we should be seeing that same curve or similar line going up the graph of violent crimes happening with guns, murders and homicides and all kinds of mass shootings and hysteria, you know, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. But we're not seeing that. As a matter of fact, we're seeing the opposite effect. Crime has been going down, 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 because our friend Dr. Lott was absolutely correct. More guns, less crime.
George, we've seen the use of concealed weapons in defense of law-abiding life in cities like Detroit. We see them in blurbs and papers locally around the country in cities all over the country every single day. Unfortunately, there's no national database. If somebody could come up with an algorithm to create that, would be living the American dream. Let me put it that way, and we would all be using it for reverence. I'm not the guy that was capable of doing that, but just an idea. But the fact of the matter is that we see far more people in cities like Detroit, which is a great example, having a terrible problem. And show me a Democrat-controlled city for decades, I'll show you a city in terrible condition economically and financially and poverty-wise. And you're seeing and good people using these permits. Go ahead.
And they lie about those numbers, too. Because according to their experts, Shannon Watts, who says that doesn't even happen. But I know for a fact people use, concealed weapons to stop crimes. I know you used a concealed weapon to stop a crime against you.
And yes, this I did.
You've published books about it.
Yes, I have.
This stuff happens more than it happens.
Look, just using the essence of time, George, because we're getting ready to end the program here. The segment's over. There's that music. It happens over 129 times per day using the Bureau of Justice Statistics' own low-end numbers. George, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it very much. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you right back here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Tomorrow, we'll do it all again.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.